Kurt and Kate Mornings, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. here on Moody Radio Florida.
Here's today's moment from the show.
Dr. David Clark, Relationship Wednesday. David is making the rounds this morning with all of the Moody owned and operated stations. He's joining the various morning shows to talk about his book, Enough is Enough, now published by Moody Publishers. And so since he's with us every week, we said, all right, we'll let you off the hook. We'll loan you out for a fee. And those fees have been coming in, right, Kate? You've been collecting the fees
for
David's services. Of course, we're kidding. But we are so happy to have with us a Christian counselor, very good friend of ours and a good friend of Dave's as well, Laurel Slade Wagner. Welcome to Relationship Wednesday.
And in this crazy life, and through these crazy times, it's you make me sing your every line, your every word. Everything.
Laurel, welcome back.
Morning,
how are
Laurel.
You?
Good. Thanks for having me back. Happy 2022.
Yes.
I have such a hard time. That was science fiction when I was a kid, 2022,
I know.
Yeah, I know.
So it hurts me sometimes to think how old I am.
That's okay. We all know how you feel. That's one thing we have in common. We're all getting older day by day, and there's your positive thought. It beats the alternative is the way I look at that.
Yeah.
Well, Laurel, it's great to have you back with us. Of course, Laurel's book that we have been highlighting pretty much every time she's on, Don't Let Their Crazy Make You Crazy. It's a Christ-centered 30-day skill-based journey that can help you in the pursuit of maintaining your sanity and preserving your strength when you have a narcissistic controller or abuser in your life. This is a book that we are always highlighting because, unfortunately, narcissism seems to be a problem that is only getting worse. And you need a Christ-centered approach to this. And this is the best resource that we've been able to find regarding that. But I should mention, Laura, we do have some news as well. You've been working on a follow-up book to this. What's the title of that one?
Yes, I have. I'm writing a companion book. It should be out by mid-March. It's going to be called Don't Let Their Crazy Make Your Kids Crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's how to equip your children if they have a narcissistic parent, equipping them with all kinds of skills to stand up to their manipulation.
This is great. A wonderful companion volume to your current book. And I should mention as well, the Don't Let Their Crazy Make You Crazy, it's offered in paperback or an ebook format. And the ebook comes in really handy. I mean, you may prefer to read books that way, but maybe having a paperback version is not safe to have around the house lying around. I mean, this is something that could cause problems if you have a husband or a wife, for instance, who is narcissistic and you're trying to deal with this and they see this. Laurel, my guess is that would not be a good thing, right?
Right, absolutely. Sometimes the narcissism is so severe and there's physical abuse involved. So that's why both Dr. Clark and I have ebook versions of our books, because his books deal with a lot of the same topics.
Yeah, that's just a great alternative. And then, of course, the podcast, Help, I Have a Narcissist in My Life. That's a free resource, isn't it?
Yes, because sometimes even an ebook isn't safe to have if somebody's computer is being monitored by their controlling spouse. So you can always go listen to a podcast. Go get in the car, listen to the podcast.
Love podcasts, of course, and kind of addicted to them, Kate. You know, it's easy to become addicted to these things.
Yes, no, I understand.
Which is, it's a good addiction if it's helping you, like Laurel's podcast, for instance. Also, I should mention that her practice is in the Tampa Bay area, and she offers phone advice sessions for folks, you know, outside the state, et cetera. So there are a lot of opportunities for you to connect with Laurel. And the reason why we are highlighting this is because we believe in the ministry that God has given her. Same thing with David.
Yes.
And we realize that, life can be very hard. And relationships can be very messy. But we also know that there's hope in Jesus. A lot of times we don't know who to turn to when it comes to counselors. Because we, you know, we're not like the world. We want someone who has a biblical worldview.
Yeah. And also, right. if you're dealing with a narcissist, they will convince you that it's only you. You're the only one with this problem. What is your problem? Why can't you get it together? You shouldn't say anything because people are going to think you're horrible. I'm the only one who knows you're horrible. Don't let everybody else know. So don't complain to them about me because it's not me, it's you.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, exactly. you're sitting there thinking it's all you, and it's not.
Exactly, which causes isolation, and that isolation increases the dependency on the narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just so appreciative of you talking about it. I just want it to get more of a voice so people can get some help and get out of these
Amen.
Toxic and abusive relationships.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's right. So your website, I do have a link set up at Curtain Cape Mornings on our Facebook page. That's 2 K's, Curtain Cape Mornings on Facebook. If you go there, just click on the link to Laurel's website. But let's just toss it out real quickly here, Laurel, for those who are listening. What's your website again so they can find you?
Slade, S-L-A-D-E, Wagoner, W-A-G-G-O-N-E-R. counselingservices.com.
All right. And again, that lives at Curtain Cape Mornings on the Facebook page if you'd like to plug into some of her resources.
Hi, I'm Gary Chapman, author of The 5 Love Languages. I'm excited to be partnering with your community to bring some fun and encouragement to marriages at my one-day event called The 5 Love Languages Marriage Conference. Your relationship will benefit whether you're seriously dating, just gotten married, or you've been married as long as I have. There's something to learn for everyone.
See Dr. Gary Chapman at Fishhawk Fellowship Church in Lithia, Saturday, February 12th. Registration and conference information is available at moodyradio.org/Florida.
Welcome to Relationship Wednesday on Curtain Cape Mornings on Moody Radio, featuring Laurel Slade Wagner. She's a biblical counselor, she is an author, and she is our good friend, answering your questions, meeting you where you are. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Samara joining us from Ohio. Hi, Samara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing
good.
Great. Did I pronounce your name okay or did I botch it?
It's okay. Everybody pronounces that the way. It's Samara, but I'm used to it. So.
I was so close. Yeah. Oh, this close.
probably my fault. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Anyway, we're glad you're with us. Are you listening in Ohio right now?
No, I'm actually in town for a convention, and I love this weather much more than back
yes,
at home.
You yes, you would. Yeah.
You know, I was going to get to the weather part if you were up in Ohio, so I'm glad you're down here with us
yeah.
where it's pretty. That's great. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. What's your question?
Well, I had a question. When she was describing a narcissistic trait, I've been in a relationship for almost 12 years. And he almost makes me, like she had said, feel like a narcissist. So like isolating and saying, hey, you need help, stuff like that. And those are all things that I have told him. And I don't know if it's just the way my brain has like programmed my, like, because he's called me those things as well. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I actually am being a narcissistic as well, you know, because, even his mother is, she enables a lot of the behavior and she calls me a narcissist. You know, all the way. We've done counseling. We've talked to our pastor. You know, he'll try for, you know, a hot second and then he'll change. But yeah, he says, you know, I'm trying to change him and I'm being a narcissist. And I didn't know if that was a common thing in relationships like these.
Oh my goodness, Samara, thank you so much for calling. And your situation is exactly why I wrote the book. So they will project everything back onto you. It's called gaslighting. So you are not the narcissist. Hear me clearly. Hear God telling you, you are not the narcissist. So oftentimes with a narcissistic individual, they do have a fierce enabler in their life. And so that's part of this triangulation. They will kind of gang up on you and triangulate against you. They're controlling you. I call it by proxy through other people. So you are not the narcissist. It's very common for them to engage in the change process, put in minimal effort, maybe go through the motions and change for a little bit, but they go right back to that behavior. So part of what they do is they try to make you think you're the bad one, you're the crazy one, you're the needy one, you're the narcissist, but you are not.
Even if we show, I guess, like I said, maybe I'm just second guessing myself, but, you know, even if we show some of the same traits, like, hey, I really want you to change, or, hey, you know, you do this. Like, we've had multiple, I mean, he actually went to a in-house therapy, because he does have an alcohol problem, and they actually told him to stay away from his mother, you know, so I almost feel like I'm trying to isolate him, you know, because, you know, you hear all the traits, like I said, and I just wanted to make sure that I was not that way, or if you know us.
No, it's very common to have PTSD, complex PTSD, where you might have some reactive anger, you might have some hypervigilance, but you're telling me that the professionals actually told him that it was an unhealthy relationship with his mother, probably in a meshed relationship where she's taking responsibility and rescuing him and all kinds of things like that. So I recommend that you get into counseling, and you need lots of love and support. There's groups like Celebrate Recovery for Codependency that can love on you and can help keep you strong and give you some guidance. So you are not alone.
Thank you so much. That's so good. I freaked out myself. And when you were saying that, I just wanted to clear that up, because that's something I've never asked a counselor or a therapist before. So,
well, Samara,
I get asked that all the time.
Yeah. And
very common.
Something else I might add, the fact that you are calling and you're like, is it me? And you are willing to own whatever may be yours in all of this.
Yeah.
Is a great indication that you're very healthy, and you know, that's, I think that's a plus as well. So please be encouraged. I think this is kind of an affirmation of where you are right now, and God is a great encourager, and many times He encourages us through His people. So I'm glad you called.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
Absolutely.
Many blessings to you. Let's go next to Jim in West Chase. Hi, Jim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Not a question, just a statement. I am a client of Laurel's, and I had seen her on and off for the last 4 or 5 years, and I had no idea what a narcissist was. And after seeing her, it was just very pleasing to know everything that I thought, and I thought, you know, with gaslighting, and I actually thought I was going crazy. Mm-hmm. The way they have an impact on you. And as a man, you also have to realize, and Laurel had expressed this to me, it's men are stereotyped as the narcissist. There are women that, mm-hmm.
Yes,
do that true. As, you know, yeah. Do that as well. And I had no idea. She actually, and I've expressed this to Laurel before, she's actually saved my life. There were times it was so bad with me, you know, second guessing myself and actually thinking that there was something wrong with me that I couldn't take it anymore. And, you know, I follow her on social media, and very encouraging posts. And, you know, it's not easy to get beyond the narcissistic relationship if you have a child. So what you have to learn some of the things that are taught to you, very limited interaction. You're not going to be able to change that person. If with the limited interaction, you're going to be able to save your sanity and just move on. You know, a narcissist is a narcissist, just like a snake is a snake. They will bite you. So I just, you know, that's another example she used. But I just wanted to say that I'm a huge fan, and I've read the book. I listened to her podcasts, and, you know, if anyone gets anything out of my phone call, let it be that, you know, it's not just the men who are narcissists.
Right.
They get gaslighted by women just as much. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, you know, you're not weak if you need help. Actually, Dr. Clark recommended Laurel to my children, and I wound up taking that and running with it for 4 or 5 years. So, you know, you have two great guests on every time you have Laurel and Dr. Clark on. But I just wanted to share that. And say, you know, thank you again, Laurel, for doing what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. I'm so proud of all the hard work that you did, and And thank you for bringing that out in the open. I think you brought up a really good point that there's a lot of men living in isolation because men are kind of stereotyped as the narcissist and they're more vulnerable to a lot of that gaslighting. But there's lots of female narcissists out there.
Laurel Slade Wagner is a biblical counselor and author. Don't Let Their Crazy Make You Crazy is the book in the spotlight. Let's go to Mindy in Naples. Hi, Mindy. You're on the air with Laurel. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. I have a two-part question. What do you say to an adult who has been raised by a narcissist? And how to recover, and can a narcissist be saved?
Okay, so that's a whole lot. So I'm going to answer your second question first. So in the Bible, it talks about a tree being known by its fruit. So do you see any fruit that this person has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? So what are the fruit of the Spirit? They're loving, kind, joyful, peaceful, good. They're full of self-control. They're faithful. All those fruit of the Spirit. Do you see that consistently in this person's life? So I don't want to say that narcissists cannot be saved. I think that everyone can be blinded by sin, but that you're looking for what is the fruit. What do you see consistently as far as fruit? A good tree, the Bible says, a good tree cannot bear bad fruit.
Okay.
And that means as a pattern.
That's good. Okay, that's part one. So part two of the question? Yeah, let's dive into that.
Secondly, there are all kinds of impacts from being raised in a narcissistic home. I understand it. I've lived it. So you have to do a lot of work trying to figure out what those impacts are, figure out your identity, figure out the core beliefs that you might believe about yourself or others that are in accordance to scripture. You are precious. You are worthy. If you were raised by somebody who was narcissistic, you might not believe those truths about yourself. So there's lots of good books on recovery. There's also groups like the Celebrate Recovery Codependency Group. So there's help out there for you. But yes, there's lots of impacts by being raised in a narcissistic home.
Mindy, thank you so much for your call. Also, if you want to plug into her resources, we've got you connected here. If you text CRAZY, oh, I would love that. That's perfect. If you text, Kate, that was your idea.
We have to find a good word.
Got to give you credit for that. CRAZY to 888-777-6810. We'll send you out a link to Laurel's website. That's CRAZY to 888-777-6810. Kurt and Kate Mornings on Moody Radio.